The crew of the fishing vessel Half Moon Bay came across the body on Friday evening. They were doing cleanup work at the site where the processing vessel Northern Victor was anchored this winter, in Utagak Bay off of Unalaska Island. 23-year-old Joseph Arope was working on the Northern Victor when he disappeared 2.5 months ago. The Alaska State Troopers haven't said the body is that of the missing processor, but the location and appearance of the man found on Friday point to a likely match. A team of local divers working off of the State Trooper vessel Stimson spent 1.5 hours on Saturday retrieving the body from the 100-foot-deep waters of Utagak Bay. One of the divers was Reed Brewer, who says nasty local conditions made the operation difficult.
Even the boat that we had tied up to was swinging back and forth. So at the surface, the current was pretty treacherous. And as you get underwater, the currents tend to change. Fortunately, the body was so deep down that it wasn't affected.
Joseph Arope went missing early on the morning of February 1st from the Northern Victor, which employs about 200 processors. Divers searched the area for weeks without success, and investigations by both the State Troopers and Icicle Seafoods, which owns the Northern Victor, turned up no sign of what had happened to him. The Coast Guard has yet to release its report on the incident. Arope was a Sudanese immigrant, as were about 25% of the processors on board the Northern Victor. According to a Seattle Times article on the incident, Arope's disappearance prompted angry protests from about 1/3 of the ship's crew, who were upset at how their managers had handled the case. 11 of those workers, including Arope's cousin, ultimately quit and paid for their own flights back to Seattle. On Sunday, the body was flown to Anchorage, where State Chief Medical Examiner Frank Falico conducted the autopsy.
With the information I have from the investigation, what we have is certainly consistent with an African origin individual.
Falico says that the decomposed state of the body is making further identification difficult, and his office is still trying to get a hold of Arope's dental records. But he says that from what he's seen so far, there's no physical evidence of foul play.
We found no evidence of a violent death. What we found is evidence that's most consistent with the drowning.
The Northern Victor is in Seattle now and returns to the Bering Sea on June 10th. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.